What Hilchus Trumas Perek Ravi, Halacha Aleph. Os Adam Shaliach Nafash Lo Trumas Amaisros. A man can make an agent to separate the tithes of Truma and Maiser. Shneamar, as it says in the Pasuk, Kentarimu Gam Atem, so shall you separate the Truma, also you. L'Rabba Shluchachem, the words also you come to include your agents. And also Shliach Goy, however, you cannot make a non-Jewish person to be your agent. Shneamar, as it says, Gaatem, also you, Ma'atem b'nei bris, av Shluchachem b'nei bris. Just as you are members of the covenant, you're Jewish, so your agents have to be Jewish too. There are five types of people who should not separate the truma, and if they do, it is invalid. A cheresh, a deaf mute, a shota, an insane person, a kotan, a minor child, a nachri, shatar meshul yisrael, a filibushuso, an non-Jew who took the truma for a Jew, even with permission. Or if somebody takes truma from something that isn't his without getting the permission of the owners. But if you take truma from your possessions on behalf of someone else, then it is truma. And their produce has been fixed. And the benefit of who he can choose to give the truma for goes to the one who separated the truma. Because he gives it to any kohen that he chooses. Since in this case he hasn't taken away anything from the owner, his truma is valid. Gimel hatarim shlo b'shus. If a person takes truma without permission, or he went into his friend's field and collected produce without permission, he went to his friend's field and he took fruit for himself because he assumed that the owner would let him. Then, with this fruit that he took for himself, vitaram, he gave it as truma on behalf of the balabos. If the owner came and said, go to the nicer grains, if there are in fact nicer, there is nicer produce than what he took truma of, truma's a truma. Then his truma is valid, because he apparently is not upset with it, and he doesn't consider it stealing. If there is nothing nicer in truma's truma, then his truma is not valid. Because when he said go to nice ones, it was really a protest. He was saying to him, is that all you could steal? Why didn't you steal nicer things? Now if the balabayas, the owner of the field, comes and continues collecting and adding to the truma that the first person did, whether there is nicer produce or not, the truma is valid, because by his actions, the balabais is showing that he is accepting the actions of the first person. Dalit. There are five who should not take the truma, but if they do, it's valid. A cheresh, that is one who is deaf but not mute. The reason he shouldn't take truma is because he can't hear the blessing that he says. And a person who is dumb, he hears but he doesn't speak. Obviously there he can't say the bracha. And a naked person also, he can't say the blessing, or they can't, the mute person and the naked person can't say the bracha. Vashikar, and one was intoxicated. Vasumo, or one was blind. Because they can't pick out the nicest ones. The drunkard, because obviously he doesn't know what he's doing too well. And the blind person, because he can't see it. Hey, Kadim Shigil Anas Nadarim, a child who is old enough that his vows are valid. Even though he doesn't have the two hairs that determine puberty, and he's not considered an adult, if he separated the truma, it is valid, even when it comes to truma of Torah law. Since their vows and their sanctifications are valid by Torah law, as we've explained in the laws of Nadarim. Amel Shlucho, one says to his agent, say your trom, leave a halach litrom. go out and take truma for me. And he went out to take the truma. V'dem tarum v'lo tarum, v'matza kri tarum. He doesn't know if the agent took the truma or not. But he came and he found a pile of grain that is truma. He found grain set aside for truma. Ein cheskos tarum. We cannot assume that the agent did the truma. Concerning prohibited things, we do not assume that the agent did his task. We assume so only to be strict, but not to be lenient. And we're afraid perhaps somebody else took that truma without permission, and therefore it's not a valid truma. So you have to make sure and know that the agent did in fact fulfill his task was assigned, the task assigned to him. One tells his agent, say utrum, go out and take truma. He should take truma according to what he imagines the ideas of the owner. If he knows that he's a stingy person, he takes one out of 60. If he was a generous person, he takes one out of 40. If he doesn't know what kind of person he is, he takes the moderate amount, which is 1/50. If the agent intended to take the moderate amount, a 40th, and accidentally he took more or less, he wanted to take a 50th, and he took more or less, he took a 40th or a 60th, trumasa truma, then the truma is still valid. However, if he intended to add more than the moderate amount, than 1/50th, the tarma filo echad metishim v'tisha, and he added only an extra 1/99th. There's other versions of the Rambam which says, and he took 1/40th instead of 1/50th. Angel Masa Truma. His Truma is not valid. Ches. Peres Ashutfim Chayavis Petruma. The produce of partners are obligated in Truma. Umaisros, and in the other tithes, the Maisros. Shinamas, it says, Masros Sechem, your, in the plural, tithes. A Philoshashnaim, even of two. Ashutfim Enum Srichum Litru Shuzem Mazer. Partners don't have to get permission from one another. They'll call a term mehem trumasa truma. Whichever of them takes the truma, it is valid. If one of them took truma, then his friend came and took truma again without realizing that the first one had done it. If they depended on one another, truma sasheni and a truma. The truma of the second one is not truma, because we know that the second one, if he knew that the first one had taken truma, wouldn't have taken it, so it doesn't count. If they weren't dependent on one another, the Tarma Rishon Kashir. Now, the first one took already the amount, the requisite amount, in Truma Sashini Truma. Then the Truma of the second one is not valid because the proper amount has been taken already. The Tarma Rishon Kashir. If the first one did not take the proper amount but took less Truma Shneim Truma, then the Truma of the second one is Truma also, because we assume that the second one was not willing to accept the truma of the first, since it wasn't enough, and therefore his truma is valid too. Some of the shitfall of an beisolav dolish of chasol. If a person tells his partner or a member of his household, a servant or a slave or a maidservant, to take truma, v'alchulutrum, and they went out to take truma, uvitul shlichusa kodem shitromu, and he annulled their power of agent, the power of attorney, before they took the truma, imlo shina shliach trumasa truma. If the agent didn't do anything wrong, he did as he was instructed to, then the truma is valid. Mshina, if he did something differently, Kidon Shamalo, for example, if he told him, Troman Atsafim, Vitarman Adarom, take the truma from the north, and instead he took it from the south, Holabitl Shechusa Mikodim, since he annulled his agency previously, in the truma is not valid. The Rambam here is following the view that you cannot nullify your agency just with words. The rabbi asks on this that, generally speaking, we don't pask in this way, and we feel that one can nullify his agency with words, and so it is a difficult point in the Rambam. If the sharecropper took truma, and then the balabais came and protested, if his protest is before he took truma, and truma's a truma, then the truma is not valid. If this was after he took the truma, truma's a truma, the truma is valid. The caretakers of the orphans can take truma on behalf of the property of the orphans. If one steals or robs or forces his friend to give him something, their truma is valid. If the owners were pursuing them, trying to catch them, and they didn't give up hope for getting their thing back, it wasn't truma, then the truma is not valid. The son or the hired man or the slave or the wife can't take truma on what they're eating. They shouldn't take truma on everything. Because a person cannot take truma on something that isn't his. The son who is eating with his father, or the wife who is taking her dough, in other words, the bread that she's baking, so they do take truma because they have permission to do that. The Radvaz explains, the first case where the son can only take what he eats is when he's not dependent on his father. The second case where he can't take truma on everything is when he is dependent on his father and he eats by his father. And the same with the woman, since she's in charge of the challah, she's responsible for that, she can take not on just on her own food, but on all of the bread that's baked in the house. The workers do not have permission to take truma without the knowledge of the owner, aside from those who are working the wine press or pressing the grapes. Since they have the option to make the wine ritually unfit, if they were to touch it, and if they're tummy, they would make it unfit, unclean. Since the owner gives it to them and believes them that they're not going to defile it, they're considered like his agents. From time of trumas and truma, therefore, if they separated the truma, it is valid. If a worker was told by the owner, bring in my grain from the threshing place and then take truma, and he did the opposite. He took the truma and then he put it, brought in the grain. The truma is still valid. Because we're sure that the balabais isn't that particular about the order of things, and it's okay to take the truma first and then bring in the stuff from the granary. Tezvav. Anachri shepers truma mishalau. If a non-Jew separated truma of his own, dintar shen a truma, by Torah law it's not truma. Vishen chayavim, because non-Jews are not obligated. But by rabbinic law they decreed shetir truma se truma, that the truma of a non-Jew should be considered truma. Mishum balekisen, because of rich people, that he shouldn't have property of a Jew and claim that it belongs to a non-Jew in order to make it free of paying truma. You check the non-Jew who separated the truma. Imam, if he said, I separated the truma having in mind that it should be treated like the Jewish truma, it goes to the Kohen. From Lav, and if not, to Nagniza, it has to be buried and put away. Because perhaps he had in his mind to dedicate it to the temple. The Medvar Memorial, when does this apply? Buried to Israel in the land of Israel. But if an Anjou set aside Truma outside of Israel, we made no decree about that. And we let him know that he doesn't have to separate Truma. In a Truma Klal, it's not considered Truma at all. If someone wants to say truma and instead he said meiser, or meiser vama truma, he wanted to say meiser and instead he said truma vama klum, so what he said is invalid until he says and thinks the same thing. If he separated truma with his heart and his mind but didn't say anything with his lips, it is valid. Your truma shall be considered as the truma of the granary. And the word nefsha for considered also means thinking. But machshava v'vatiya truma, just by thinking it becomes truma. If a person separates truma with a condition, in his kaima tanai, areya truma, if the condition is fulfilled, the truma is valid. From lav, if the condition is not fulfilled, then the truma is not valid. Similarly, if someone separated truma maestro, then changed his mind, or is initial l'chacham amatalo, he can have the truma annulled, just like any vow that can be annulled by a sage. And then it becomes chulin, becomes non-holy as it originally was, until he separates a second time, either that the same grain that he had originally separated, or new ones. If a person sets aside truma of a cistern of wine and says, "Hareza truma al manas shetala sholem," this is truma, on condition that the bucket I'm putting in to draw out the wine should come up whole. So shetala sholem in a shevim in a shvicha has to come up whole of any break or of any spillage. Of lo mina truma, but not of truma. If it gets truma, it's still valid. The nishbara, if it breaks in a midamas, it doesn't make a mixture of truma and non-truma. If you put it in a place where if it should break or roll along, it will not enter the cistern and mix up with the other wine. So then it is considered truma, and if it does somehow get mixed up there, it's considered a mixture of truma and non-truma. Because the condition was already fulfilled. His idea was that as he's picking it up, it shouldn't fall down and ruin everything. That was the condition. But now the condition has been fulfilled already, and it falls in later. It's midamas. When does this apply for the main truma? But by truma smaiser, that you can take truma even if they're not close. As soon as it came up, its tanai is fulfilled. And it is truma smaiser. And even if it should get broken or spill, and it goes without saying, if it becomes tame, that it is valid. The idea here is that in the original case of truma, he wants to prevent a spillage which will make a dimua, a forbidden mixture. Since he has to tie that next to the source of the wine. Whereas in trumas meiser, where he didn't have to do that, he could have tied it when it's far away. So we don't say that this is a condition made to ensure that it shouldn't spill in. So it's just that as soon as it's out, even if there's a danger of spillage, it does become trumas meiser. If someone says the produce on top is truma and the bottom is chulin, non-truma, or vice versa, the top is chulin and the bottom is truma, his words are valid, because it all depends on what the man who's giving the truma has in mind. If a person takes truma from a granary, he has to have in mind when he takes the truma that it should be for the big pile of grain as well as for the stalks that were not threshed, as well as for the stuff that's on the side of the pile of grain, as well as for something that's still mixed into the straw or the chaff. Tarmas HaYekev, if one takes truma of the wine cellar, so he has to have in mind that the truma covers the wine that's soaked into the pits and the grape skins. If one is taking truma from a cistern of wine, so he has to have in mind to take truma on what is absorbed in the sealage material of the barrel. If he didn't have this in mind, he just took truma without thinking this particularly. Nifnir kol, it is all freed. Shetnai bezdin hu shetrum ala kol, because bezdin makes a condition that the truma should count for everything. Atrum kol kol shetena v'nim sutena mitzara kol kol. If you take truma for a basket of figs and you find figs on the side of the basket, harei elu p'turin, these are potter, if you should believe a litrum ala kol, because he has in mind in his heart to take truma on everything.